Welcome to 5 Minutes Max, an occasional podcast from StuMax.com. Today's podcast, Pod Fever. Hi everybody, I'm Stuart Maxwell and this is 5 Minutes Max for January 11th, 2005. The following content may not be work safe, it might raise your hackles, and it's possible that it will sap your will to live. But remember our motto, hey, at least it's only 5 minutes. If even that isn't enough for you, you can find links and show notes and leave me a message at StuMax.com. That's StuMax.com. Okay, ready? Here we go. A few days ago, Scott Fletcher had what I thought was quite a good rant about the state of podcasting. If you haven't listened to it yet, his podcast can be found at DiagonalUniverse.com/MT. Scott makes a lot of good points that I won't take the time to enumerate here, but I did want to respond to one thing in particular. Scott argues that the current hype around podcasting is that everyone will eventually become a podcaster. But I think what's more important to focus on is not that everybody will become a podcaster, but that anybody can become a podcaster. And when anyone can become a podcaster, then a whole new range of creative voices can be heard. Whether it's throwbacks like the radio adventures of Dr. Floyd or fluffy time fillers like The Sound of the Day, podcasting has lifted the lid on a chest full of shiny new toys for us to play with. Of course, like any other new medium, the initial rush of unfettered experimentation will at some point give way to a wave of more considered productions. In his rant, Scott argues that there will be genres, by which I think he means ages or phases, of podcasting. He's spot on about that. Right now we're in the gold rush phase, where everyone races to the new space to stake a claim. Some of the early adopters will make fortunes, and most will fade back into obscurity, but the interesting thing to watch will be when the next wave hits, and the one after that. The podcasters who've learned from the mistakes and the successes of the first adopters will be the real innovators. They'll figure out how to use this medium. By the way, the only people guaranteed to make money in any gold rush are the outfitters. If you can supply the prospectors with everything they need to survive in the wilderness, you're bound to make a fortune. In the meantime, every new movement needs a figurehead, and that's the role that Adam Curry is performing brilliantly. Adam's tech and radio experience make him a godsend for the new medium. But he's only a midwife for this movement. I guarantee that he doesn't know anything more than anyone else about what podcasting will eventually become. I love the Daily Source Code, and I dig what Adam and Dave Weiner have done in terms of getting this phenomenon started. But Adam is trapped by his experience into making the flawed assumption that podcasting is going to be like radio, that it's going to be like a super radio that everybody can take with them. And yeah, sort of it will be, but mostly no, it's going to be something completely different that nobody quite understands yet, especially not Adam and Dave. However, these guys are building the bridge to the new world, and that's no small thing to be thankful for. It's exciting to see podcasting take off. TV and radio have long since bored me to tears, but podcasting is reminding me of the value of experiencing things with my ears. It's reviving my sense of hearing. I loved the freshness and good-natured innocence of the guy who uploaded the podcast he recorded on his cassette tape player. The Sound of the Day is so pointless, and yet it's so over-the-top and goofy that I actually look forward to hearing it every day. IT Conversations, Real Reviews, Whole Wheat Radio, Indie Feed, and others bring me fresh views and perspectives that I wouldn't have been exposed to otherwise. Will these be around a year from now? I don't think so, though who knows? I'm sure 5 Minutes Max won't be around then, but I don't think that's the point. I think we're all just trying to understand what this new thing can do. We're staking our ground and digging our minds and trying to hit the mother lode, even as most of us will be content to return home with a few nuggets or a pouch of gold dust. Podcasting's advantages over traditional media are that podcasting doesn't require an audience of any particular size, it's dirt cheap to produce, and though higher production quality will be important for those shows that do hope to find a wider audience, high quality audio just isn't a prerequisite for sharing your thoughts or creativity. So just as the web has enabled personal expression for folks with a wide range of tools and abilities, podcasting is likely to hang around for a long time, providing everything from the stupid to the sublime. Because unlike a finite vein of gold, human creativity is a limitless spring, requiring only the right tools to unlock it. That's what I think, anyway. What do you think? Is podcasting the next television, or is it destined to go the way of the pet rock? Leave me a comment at StuMax, that's StuMax.com. You can also send an email to 5, that's the number 5, at StuMax.com. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. I'm Stuart Maxwell. Join me some other time for 5 Minutes Max.